Across the country, newspapers have been scaling back, if not shutting down. But in Los Angeles, there's a newspaper war going on. This week, for the first time in decades, the city has a new daily rolling off the presses. From member station KPCC, Ben Bergman reports.
So who would be crazy enough to start a newspaper in 2014? That would be Aaron Kushner, who until he bought the Orange County Register 2 years ago, had never worked a day in publishing. He was a greeting card executive.
There really are two choices for a business. You either are growing or you're declining.
Kushner has gone all in with expansion, beefing up the OC Register's newsroom. And now he's making his boldest bet yet, launching the LA Register to go head-to-head with the LA Times.
The LA Times is a very nice national newspaper. They compete well with the New York Times, and we're focused on local.
How exactly the Register plans to better cover L.A. County's 88 different cities isn't clear. Kushner won't say how many reporters he's deploying, and he laid off dozens of journalists in January. And the first editions of the L.A. Register have been local, but also fluffy, stuffed with lifestyle pieces about craft beer, the best L.A. movies, and the hottest restaurants. The paper is also hard to find. Kushner says copies are on sale at over 5,000 locations, but I couldn't find one, even at a big newsstand on the city's west side where there was a stack of New York Posts.
Do you have the L.A. Register?
No, I haven't.
To succeed, the Register doesn't have to eat the L.A. Times' lunch. It just has to nibble around the edges, says media analyst Ken Doctor.
There's still a strong, very strong newspaper market. And unbelievably, across the country, there's 30 million subscribers to daily newspapers.
Still, Doctor is skeptical of the L.A. Register's 10-year plan. He doesn't think there'll be many newspaper readers left in a decade. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.